How's it going, y'all? Welcome back to the week's peak, man. Another peak, another Wednesday. We love these Wednesday episodes. I know each and every single one of y'all, you know, wait, you know, from 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. You just wait, do nothing until our podcast comes out because that's how much you love us. You know what I'm saying? But so welcome back. We have our great co-host here, second official episode. My boy Issa, how's it going, sir?
Yeah, we doing good. We vibing, you know. Another peak, like you said, another peak. We made it through, people.
Yes, sir.
Made it through slowly but surely. Made it through. And I'm ready.
Yes, sir. It probably wasn't a smooth climb this time around in this mountain. But you know what? We up here. And that's all that matters, you know?
Absolutely.
I like that. So, hey man, you know, we'll get straight into things here. I want to talk about YouTube today. I want to talk about what's going on there. I want to talk about the future of YouTube and if, you know, it's a good place for, you know, creators to go and create on, you know. Then I want to talk about Zoom. Most of y'all, you know, are in school, you know what I'm saying? So you probably went through that Zoom outage that happened, you know, Monday. So we'll talk about that a little bit, dive into that in school. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I want to talk about, you know, some things about life. You know, we're going to get deep with it, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about mistakes.
We love these episodes, by the way.
Exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? But so it's a fire episode coming your way. So make sure you're staying tuned. And
grab yourself a nice bag of popcorn, nice chips, a nice drink.
Okay, but what if they don't have these things accessible? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, then, you know, stay tuned. That'll be great. Listen carefully. It should be great. Don't worry, guys.
Oh, boy. Cool. All right,
Ladies
and gentlemen. You know, never mind.
Can we just talk about that for a quick second? Like, have you noticed that, like, whenever we talk about, like, a general group of people, it's always guys?
That's fact, yeah.
Guys. And it's, like, a bunch of people. Like, I don't know if some feminists, like, you know, I don't know if I should say this, but I don't know if, like, feminists get, like super mad that, like, oh, I'm in a group of people.
Oh, they're probably out there for sure.
Oh yeah, like, and they're like, oh, you're gonna say guys? No. Mean. I don't know. I wonder if there's probably out there, like, you know, I myself haven't met those kind of people.
Yeah, same here. I don't think I want to either, honestly, but I don't know. But anyways, guys, you know, we're gonna get going here. But YouTube, man, I'm sure, you know, you watch some YouTube.
Of course, every day. Who doesn't watch YouTube? Well, I mean,
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Come on. But I mean, you know, like, if you watch YouTube, then you understand, you know, like 90% of the time you're on YouTube or you're on Instagram or any other social media.
In fact, you know, we love social media right here. Like,
yes.
You know, where would you be without, you know, Snapchat or
probably
Instagram?
Reading a
you know?
Book.
Yo, is it? Wow.
it's come to that. Yes, reading a book. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't judge because some people do like to do that. And, you know,
I respect it.
That's actually really, really good.
For sure. I would love to just, you know, dive into a book, but I know it's not going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, all the knowledge, like I'd known back in middle school, I don't know where this person's at nowadays, but I always knew this person, like, all they did was read. They'd read these, like, 1,000-page book. And I'm like, yo, I couldn't even, you know, complete one book. And they're already on, like, 3 of these, you know, 500.
3 of these, yeah, like, 1,000 pages.
It's crazy. Book. It's crazy.
I used to read, like, what, like, 500? Like, okay, I'm going to be honest. I used to read a lot. I used to read the Percy Jackson series. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a really good series. I like everything about that series. And I used to read, like, you know, all these books are, you know, 500 pages. But I remember, like, elementary school, right? Accelerated reader.
Oh, my God.
Did you have that again?
I hated it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, but I mean, sorry, I kind of spaced out a little bit. I was thinking about the past.
I was about to say, like, with his connection or something.
So yeah, but I mean, it's like, think about it. You know, accelerated reader is what made 90% of us read, right?
Right.
And so then it's kind of just strange that all of a sudden, you know, after reading like, you know, 500, 600 page books, like I don't even want to like touch a book anymore.
Facts.
And I'm like, is this really what technology has done to us, like for us in general? Because I had a friend back in what, like fifth, sixth grade that would read like 500, 600 page books. And like her teacher or my teacher was her mom. And she was like, oh, you know how like a lot of people get grounded for like staying up late on their phone or on their tablet or whatever? And you know, we're talking fifth and sixth grade tablets, you know, out of thing. And she's like, no, I she was like, I ground my daughter because she's up until three reading this book. And I'm like, what? Like, I got caught lacking reading a book, I'd be congratulated. I'd be like, yo, thanks. What?
Yeah, man.
And this is like the difference in like the amount. I mean, it's all personal preference. So like, if you really like really really loved reading, then yeah, I guess I could see why. You know, then there's people that don't like reading. That's like me.
Yeah. It's man. I feel like the thing too with me is, I feel like I get sidetracked. You know, like I can't just. I would love it. Like I said, I'd love to dive into a book and just read for hours. You know, I think that's great. You know. Because, you know, you look at people who read books and who are always in a book, like, they're knowledgeable, you know, they're the way they think.
Yeah, they know that. So much. Like, right. You're like, what would you learn this? Oh, I read it in a book once. I'm like, yo, man, like, you gotta do me like that.
But, yeah, man, there's so many obstacles just, you know, blocking me from that point. But it's like, you know, maybe one of these days, man, I'm gonna just crack open a book and just read. But
I suggest you read any of the Percy Jackson books. They're very good.
Mm.
Very good. Trust me.
I mean, with that kind of emphasis on the very, I may, you know, have to.
I mean, are you into like, I'm not going to, I don't know if it's actually like Greek gods and stuff.
Not really.
Nah, then never mind. That's not for you. I mean, because like, okay, if you were into Greek gods, I'll absolutely go for it. Read it by all means. Right. There's two movies out, too, that are very inaccurate about the books.
Mm.
Or the movies are very inaccurate. And like, you know, like most movies.
Yeah.
They leave a lot of stuff. I mean, because if you were to put a whole book, it could be like a 6-hour-long movie.
Yeah, that's facts.
Anyways, back to YouTube.
Yes, sir. My fault. You know what? You know, some...
it's a good conversation.
Facts.
How, like, you know, everything kind of just led to not reading anymore.
Facts. So yeah, YouTube. I don't know if y'all are you know, keeping in tune with some of these news out here, but so I don't know too much about the situation, but what I do know is that Leafy got banned on YouTube, unfortunately. From what I understand, there was no communication from YouTube and him. It just kind of happened. You know, which makes me think, you know, we've seen stuff like this happen with other YouTubers, copyright strikes and this and that. I feel like YouTube just has been, I don't feel like it's been at its peak, you know. I feel like it dropped a little bit. And later on, I do want to bring up, there's another platform that's trying to take over, I guess you could say, called StoryFire. And I want to get into that later, but first, man, I mean, how do you feel about, you know, YouTube in general? And, you know, obviously there's been a lot of stuff going on, but, you know, how do you feel on the platform?
I mean, I feel fine on YouTube, right? Yeah. I mean, it's probably because I'm not, like, you know, a creator. Because if I was, it'd be great. But I'm not. And so, like, it's just kind of unfortunate that, you know, a lot of this stuff is happening to these people. Because sometimes it's just like, okay, well, you know what, you're gonna get banned right now, so why not, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the time it's just like, okay, you know what, we're gonna tell you, you're gonna get striked, but you did something worse than this other person.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna get banned, I just feel like there's a whole system behind it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they specifically ban like some people. That's just me, though. You know, but sometimes people are gonna be like, "Oh no, I just you're wrong." There's always gonna be those. Kind of people. You're wrong, man. Watch out. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's my opinion. Leave me alone.
I mean, by the way, those are great people, man. We absolutely love those people. You know.
Yes, but, of course. We love them.
Love them. You know, sometimes you get some headaches here and there, but other than that, man, great people. But yeah, I agree with you. You know, I don't know, because you know, obviously, I've been hearing a lot with other creators. You know how just you know YouTube just isn't. I don't know if the best way to describe it is not supporting them as creators fully or what, but, I don't know, you know, obviously, and like you said too, you know, we're not, you know, creators on there, we're not, you know, posting videos, on there, so, you know, it's fine for us, you know, but I don't know, I don't know, YouTube is YouTube, I guess, and Google and all that.
YouTube is just on another level of like, you know, oh, we have so many people on our platform. We're going to be greedy as hell and do so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, wait, can I cuss on this stream?
Yeah, nah, you're good. You're good.
That's like the last time I'm going to say it, guys. I'm sorry.
That's cap, but, bro.
How do I say it? It's like, oh, we have so many content creators. We make so much money. We can like, you know, so much sponsor, so much ads.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, really? And then all of a sudden it's like, well, you're losing these big streamers or big streamers also, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Big content creators. And you're like, well, where's that revenue going? You know, they brought in a lot of revenue.
Yeah.
You know, big time sponsors from those streamers and content creators. So I always keep on thinking about Twitch too. Twitch is also something very
Twitch.
Nice.
We love Twitch. Yes.
Yes. I watch streams on Twitch, which is why I'm always like, you know, constantly like, you know, I'm always streamers.
Oh my god, man, you know, streaming is I would love to stream one day, you know. I don't know, just being
I
live
like, and one of these podcasts would just be like a live stream.
That's facts. I'm down to do one like that.
That'd be great.
But you know what, yeah, I'm down to make that happen. But anyways, I don't want to get sidetracked again. But platform. I lost my train of thought right there.
we were talking about like YouTube and like all these different platforms.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I want to bring up, there's a platform. I don't know if you heard about this platform. I just learned about it the other day. Called StoryFire, okay.
Uh-huh.
And this is run by this one YouTuber, or maybe former YouTuber, I guess, McJugger Nuggets, okay. And
okay.
This was the guy.
What a name, I like it.
Something about, you know, he was taking a crap one day and he was eating nuggets while he did it. I don't know.
Oh, this is a perfect name.
But but he was most notable for his dad breaking his stuff, right? So his dad broke his Xbox one time, and you know,
I remember that.
Yeah, with the fake series and all that. So this is the same guy, okay? So he said, you know what, you know, and I think it was something about revenue with his psycho videos, something going on with the YouTube stuff, and he said, you know what, I had enough, it's time to, you know, make something new. So he made StoryFire. So for the longest, I think it's been out for over a year nowadays. But what he just started doing was in the last like month, he said, all right, because it's a small platform, right?
And yeah.
Not everybody can get, not everyone has like the video feature for them to post. So it's mostly just like stories you can post on there.
Uh-huh.
But for the past month, he said, you know what? Every single day or every other day, whatever, he's going to be introducing YouTubers or streamers or whatever, big, you know, influencers who he's going to introduce and be exclusive on StoryFire. So Leafy is one of these people. He just made the switch over there. We had like Keemstar on there, FaZe Banks. There's a few other bigger named people on there. So now, you know, we got these people who are coming together saying, we got these people saying, you know what, YouTube may not be, you know, they'll still post on YouTube, but you know, you could potentially make more on StoryFar than YouTube. You know, where you can, you have more freedom too. You know, if you want to swear, if you want to do certain videos, stuff like that. So now you go from having this small ass platform. Now you're getting these bigger creators. I don't know if StoryFar may be the next YouTube, maybe better. I don't know what you think about that. But do you think there will be another platform like this concept that could possibly take over YouTube?
I mean, we're already talking, since we're already talking about this, and we already were, let's talk about Twitch. Mm. I mean, Twitch is up there already. Mm-hmm. We got big time streamers like, let's see, Tim the Tatman.
Yes, sir.
Shroud recently came back, another big time streamer. Mm. And fantastic, actually, because he's goated at every game he plays.
Facts.
Like me. Especially with the end of Mixer.
Mm.
The end of Mixer brought back a lot of people. Mm. But then again, it's like, you know, there's also a system in like Twitch as well, because I don't know if you heard about Dr. Disrespect and him being banned off Twitch.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I don't know, like, I was watching 100 Thieves podcast the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Nadeshot was making a great point. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I just don't think that there's no way that, you know, his team, his legal team, does not know that, you know, does not know the reason for why he was banned off of Twitch. It's like, you know, probably one of the biggest things as to why he made all his money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, there's just something behind it. You know, he may not be able to say it and everything. And it's just like, okay, well, that's a great point right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. There's just a system and everything. But, okay, back to the question. So I was getting sidetracked, too. Back to the question of there being another platform. I think the closest platform right now is probably Twitch.
Hmm.
Just because there's already a lot of streamers and a lot of people, you know, may not know about it. But, you know, if you don't know about it, it's just kind of like, well, so eventually you will know about it. Because, again, on YouTube or on this new platform you're talking about, there's probably going to be some people endorsing Twitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I stream over on Twitch, and then all of a sudden everyone's going to Twitch.
Mm, definitely.
That's just how I think it might be.
Yeah. No, I like that point, because, you know, Twitch also has been, you know, around for a good amount of years, so they already have this base foundation, you know, and they already, you know, they have the foundation set. They have these big streamers who are on there, who are partnered with them. So I feel like everything's set for them, you know?
Yeah.
But just a matter of, I guess, you know, how they execute to get, you know, the rest of the people to join on this wave. I like Twitch. I feel like that's a good contender there. Then you also got, you know, a lot of streamers who, you know, for in the past, I don't know, past year maybe, who have made the switch from Twitch to elsewhere too, you know? From Twitch to YouTube, or Twitch to, I don't know, Mixer or whatever, you know? So, I mean, I feel like everywhere you go, there's going to be, I don't know, this happening where people are leaving and this and that, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a complicated thing. My mind is done tonight.
Oh yeah, but... are we gonna actually? No, let's keep on talking about this for a little bit. So like, yeah, and then again, how should I explain it? Right? Because it's like you talk so much about YouTube, and it's like, okay, well, like, I don't know what else to think about it, because again, it's just like there's so much stuff that you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, if you're a content creator, you know, what's the number one place you're going to want to go? YouTube.
Hmm.
The reason why YouTube, it's free. You can upload for free. You can stream for free.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, you know, like on a PS4, and I'm not going to bring consoles into this, but a PS4, you can stream, you know, directly from the PS4. It may not be, you know, the best quality, but you can stream from the PS4 to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, all right. Again, that's just another way. I just don't think that YouTube is going to get dropped, or, like, you know, their throne of the best, you know, content creating website or platform for a while.
Hmm.
Just because of how much YouTube has been around and, like, how much is already built.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I don't know. I just, cause obviously, you know, without YouTube, you know, for example, just for the podcast, you know, I'm posting these on YouTube as well, and we're getting, you know, 40, 50, 60 views on each one. So, you know, that's a big part of my listenership on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
If, you know, there was no YouTube, you know, I would only be racking up like 20, 30 listens an episode. But adding YouTube, I'm up to like 70, 80, you know.
Yeah.
So YouTube, you know, it's a good place. But, you know, obviously, just like with every system, there's gonna be flaws in it, and there's gonna be stuff that, you know, that I don't know, goes against the creator or whatever. But
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
It's unfortunate. Again, that all these, like, you know, top tier streamers and like top tier content creators are having to get banned because of something that
Yeah.
happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes too, it's, you know, out of their control too, you know, some of these cases that take place, but
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, do you have anything else you want to bring up? Or I guess we can move on a little bit here.
About YouTube?
Yeah.
I don't think so. We can talk about all the accomplishments that have happened in the past, like, you know, few weeks, but there's too many.
Thanks.
Okay, let's just talk about one, right? Like the biggest one, which is why I think, you know, YouTube, this is probably like the main reason why I think YouTube isn't gonna be dethroned. And that's literally just because KSI.
KSI, yes.
Two diamond plaques.
Yeah.
Probably the first. I think he's the first ever to do it, right?
I think he was the first one. Yeah.
Which is a very big accomplishment, you know. He
Definitely.
went from streaming from doing FIFA to doing FIFA, you know, and more FIFA than doing different games and having his first channel almost dedicated completely to vlogs.
Yeah.
Second channel. Then he started a second channel for gaming. You know, it's crazy because it's like KSI's second channel has more subscribers than some of his other friends in the
It's
Sidemen.
crazy. Yeah.
It's like, whoa, like, you know, some like these big accomplishments are what make people recognize, you know, oh, YouTube is just still up there.
Yeah. Definitely. Most definitely. You know, the guys, man, he's doing big things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously, you know, with all that, with those big numbers, you know, they also translate to, you know, the other things that he does too outside of YouTube.
Boxing.
Man, gotta love that. Would you step in the ring with him one day?
If I was that physically fit, yes, I would be honored. That would be great.
You'd be
But
yeah.
there comes a time where I tell myself, you know what? I don't think that's ever gonna happen.
I mean, hey, you know, who
You
knows,
never
man?
know. You
Who
never
knows?
know.
There's a lot of roads to take in life, man. One day you could just hop on a new road. I
And
don't
all of a
know.
sudden, I'm right there in front of him.
Yes, sir.
It could, but you never know.
We'll
Again.
see. We'll see. But yeah, I mean, you got boxing and, you know, rapping and, you know, it's a whole deal, man.
I completely forgot about rapping. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't listened to one of his songs in a while.
What a guy, bro. I just listened to what was it called? One of the latest ones the other day, but
Wasn't it called like Lighter or something like that?
Lighter. Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently that's like one of the best songs that he's ever made to him.
Yeah, I just listened to it because, you know, the music video had a basketball in it, so I said, you know, I'm a click, but I don't
Not
know.
basketball.
But yeah, you know, it's you know, guys like him and, you know, these bigger names on YouTube, man, they just they've been able to do so much, you know, off of YouTube. And just imagine, you know, where they would be without YouTube. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy to think about. But anyways, let's talk about school. Let's talk about Zoom, our favorite here.
Yes, let's talk about that
But
school.
what's it called?
Do you want me to? I can start talking. I have so much stuff to talk about school.
Please, please do. Go for it.
I'm gonna be blunt and honest. I hate online school.
The facts.
It is literally the worst thing in the world. I'm, again, I said this in the past episode, I'm more of an in-person, straight-up, I want to learn in front of you kind of person, right?
Right, right.
It annoys me because a lot of the time, like, you know, I'm not going to say names. A lot of the time you have teachers that assign you a whole chapter in a textbook and they don't help you at all. They help you with one thing in it. One.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how are you feeling about it? Oh, I feel good about this. Right. And all of a sudden they quiz you on things that you literally never understood.
Yeah.
That happened to me yesterday. My grade dropped significantly. I'm mad. And I was like, well, this is nice, isn't it? Yeah. Let me have my grade drop more. And I'm just going to asked to leave that damn class.
Hey man, I feel that pain here too, you know. But you know, online stuff, right? Because I think, you know, we mentioned before, man, you know, before, like, you know, just the thought of going online, like, it's great, you know, a great concept, you know, learning from home, not having to go out or anything like that. But then once you get thrown into it, then it's just, you know, it's brutal. Because, you know, I feel like, you know, because I feel like I've said it to one of the teachers, maybe staff, I don't remember. Uh-huh. I feel like I'm left out almost, you know, not left out in the sense, you know, I can't talk or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But just cause I'm alone in a room with, you know, the 30 other people, like, I like that feeling, you know? But
I I don't know, I'm a very social person. I like being around people, I like talking to people, I like being able to see people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then, like, you know, me having to be alone
mm-hmm.
in a room for most of the day is, like, brutal for me, because I'm like, oh my god, I'm so bored, like, yeah. Oh, you're supposed to be paying attention to class. I am, but, like, you know, half of the time I may be texting and stuff, you know, it's not bad. Which I don't do. If any of the teachers are listening, I don't do. I don't do it. I
would. I might have evidence to prove otherwise, but you know what?
I ain't no evidence to prove otherwise.
I got a lot of things, man. You know, like,
in a way, you screenshot something. I've been having my glasses on, and my glasses show a reflection of what I have in my hands, right?
Hmm.
And the other day, I had the brightness, like, yesterday, actually, during class. Like, you were joining our Cura Personalis class, which is a new class. And I was playing video games, like, during the first part of it, because I had to finish this last part, right? And my TV was, like, flashing. It was, like, you know, like, all these explosions and everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's just like, yo, like, yo, 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 like, you good, bro? And then my teacher's like, Isao, what is that flashing? And I was like, dude, if I say I'm playing video games, I'm getting, like, immediately, like, in trouble, right? So what's the smartest thing to say? Oh, I have my phone's brightness all the way up, and, like, you know, it's going on and off because I have, like, all these people from other schools texting me and stuff. He's like, well, aren't you a famous guy? I was like, I'm not famous. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, I had to do something. I had to do something, you
what
know?
A guy, man. I mean, hey, technically, you know, you're on the week's peak. I think that makes you famous, no? I don't know.
Probably, yeah. I mean, don't know. I get the honor of being the co-host, too.
I mean, your co-host, man, you get heard from all over the country, all over the world, really.
Factual. That's actually very
I think
factual.
We have, we just expanded out to Canada recently. We got France.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we, you know, we slowly expanding here, you know? So who knows who's listening to your voice right now, you know?
Yes, but if you're from another country, please, at me.
They probably won't. Let's be real now.
Come on, they're not going to add you either, but it's okay.
You know what? Dude, I don't think we want to get into that conversation, because if we want to talk about ads, don't even...
We'll just FaceTime later. We'll have that.
Hey, man, but one screenshot, I'm telling you, man. But anyways, you know, but yeah, man, I'm trying to go back in person.
Oh yes, absolutely. I'm glad our school is, like, you know, when we go out, when we go back, you know, I'm glad
for sure.
The energy they have, that's fantastic energy, actually.
Most definitely.
Here, when we go back, I want to see all my friends.
Thanks. I mean,
right.
If you had
and
friends,
kind of just like, okay, well, I want to see these people. Let's go see these people.
Facts.
I have many friends.
Okay. Well, that's debatable. Right. That's debatable. That's debatable.
Buddy boy.
I think we need to be truthful for the audience, you know? Oh, man.
Sorry, did I cut out? Hello?
I was confounded. Oh, yeah. You're getting like...
I think I might have cut out right there. Sorry. As I was saying...
It's good.
As I was saying, it's a great time when we go back, of course. It'll be fantastic because I miss everyone. I miss the teachers, too, honestly. Mm. And that's, you know, let's be honest. Do you like your teachers this year? I like them.
Okay, let's say, like, in what sense?
Like, you know, are they chill? You know, do they give out a lot of homework? You know, are they... do you learn well from them? That's my biggest question, probably.
Shout out to all y'all listening. I love all y'all. Yeah, I love them all, you know?
I think that's cap.
Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Go down the list, first to sixth period or seven if you want to count the other one, you know. I love them all, you know, because I can learn from them. I can have a good conversation with them. You know, I can do all these great things.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad that we can have like a good, like, you know, like full on, like full fledged conversation with our teachers. Like they understand us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
You know, like a lot of people, like, you know, there's like, oh, I just go to school, learn and everything. You know, like we go to school and, like, you know, there'll be times where we like talk to our teachers like crazy, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, that's great. Like, you know, like I'm glad we can do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people can do that.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think it is very important because last year I worked at a school. And, you know, I was with, you know, TK through eighth. Especially with like the older ones, you know, when I was alone with them, supervising them, like it was, you know, I tried to give that vibe, like, you know, that I could, I don't know what's the right word, but I don't want to, you know, get myself in trouble here.
But, oh, yeah. I think what you're going for is that you would be there in case they wanted to talk to anyone, right?
Exactly. Sure. Because, you know, I feel
like they just, like, you know, especially at those younger ages, they get nervous talking to older people.
Facts. Yeah.
There'd be some young teachers, right? But at the same time, it's like, oh, it's my teacher, you know? And I think that's also kind of flawed. I'm not going to lie. I think that's kind of flawed in our school system that I feel like some of the teachers, like, don't really, like, you know, tell their kids, you know, I'm always welcome. You know, you can always talk to me about stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really, really, really essential. Like, you know, like at the beginning of almost every single class we had, you know, like for orientation, our teachers were always like, you know, if you need anyone to talk to, you know, right, there's counselors, right, or there's me. If you don't feel like, you know, if you want to talk to any counselors, you can talk to me.
Right.
I was like, okay, then, you know, like that makes me feel better.
Hmm. Definitely. You know, just having that presence of an older individual, not just as a teacher figure, but as just someone that's like a normal person, you know, like these people are, they shouldn't be put on these pedestals, like, you know, we can't interact with them, anything like that, you know, like they're normal people, you know. And I feel like, you know, I have so much respect for teachers, you know what I'm saying? I might be one day, we'll see.
You want to be a teacher?
I think that's the route. Because, you know, like I just, you know, what I saw from when I worked at the school, like, I just love being with kids, you know, because I see, like, their struggle, I see their doubt, and I have mine, too, and, you know, that's the best way I'm able to contribute, you know, and just being there for them, because I see, you know, some of them, you know, look at some of these younger grades, you know, like, recess stuff, they're sitting by themselves, and this and that, and it's like, no one gives a damn, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, if I'm able to be there and be that figure and be like, you know what, you don't got to be alone, like, you know, that's... I think it's important for, you know, that's, you know, what all teachers should be there for, but obviously they're not all like that, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I hold a lot of respect for them, you know, even with like their pay too, man, they ain't getting nothing, you know, and they got to put up with a lot. So I don't know.
Oh, I know. I feel like some of the teachers that, you know, like they get so much respect and stuff, or they're well known. And they still, you know, it's kind of bad when they have, like, all these, like, you know, degrees and everything. and they're still getting paid like minimum wage, and they have to deal with teenagers.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, I'm gonna be honest, probably one of the coolest teachers I ever had was one of my past teachers who recently moved, sad case. His name was Thomas Malbec, Mr. Malbec. If you're
Yo.
listening right now, Mr. Malbec, just know that we miss you.
Shout out to him, man.
Swear.
You know, I think he follows me on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, we might have to. I think, unless he unfollowed, I don't know. I gotta check on that later, but I don't know. He was great, man. He was great.
Oh, yes, I think it's fantastic.
But it's always the good ones, man, that leave
I
or.
mean, he moved over there, for a better reason.
That's true, though. That's
We all
true.
understand.
That's true. But respect to him, respect to all the teachers out there, who
Oh, yeah.
they do more than just be a teacher for so little, like they don't get much in return financially, but just being with kids and being with and being able to teach and all that stuff, like that just there's
That's enough on its own, but having to teach to them,
facts, big
and then
facts.
on top of that, having to, like, how should I say, having to deal with them.
Yeah, because not every day is perfect, man. I remember, man, with those little TKers, bro. Like, oh my god, they gave me some migraines back then.
Oh,
But
no, yes.
at the end of the day, it's like I see them, and you look at the bigger picture. At the end of the day, like they grew so much in the year that I was with them. Like that's just such a blessing right there.
Oh, yeah.
But and just to know that like I was a part of that growth, like yo. But
That's fantastic right there. That's like the best feeling right there.
facts, big facts, and then
And, okay, I'm not gonna say I don't like kids, I love kids, right? I love kids. I'm unfortunate enough to be the youngest one in the family, or fortunate, whatever you want to say, because I know a lot of the times if you're the oldest one in the family, a lot of the time you don't get as much as like the youngest one, you don't get the most attention and everything,
right.
right? But I feel like I'm unfortunate because I never really had, an experience with smaller kids. So like whenever I had experience with dogs, right?
We love
They felt
dogs.
like younger brothers or younger sisters, right?
Right.
Which is why, the dog that I have right now is currently 11, right? And I feel like she's like my little sister, like even like another mother. Because like, like I go to her whenever I'm sad, and she's always just there,
Right.
chilling. Right? And I unfortunately, I don't have a little brother, a little sister. I have two older siblings who are both married now. And it's kind of different. Right, what do you think about that, Ralph?
About what
Like
exactly?
I like about like so how should I put this in a way where it makes sense to everyone? Like about being, having interactions with smaller folks, I'm gonna call them.
I think, you know what, for me, I don't know if it's the same for everybody else, but for me, I just feel like it's so essential, because I just feel like without them and without their, innocence, without their all the things that come with just being small, right? I feel like we lose something when we don't have that, But I don't know, man. For me, man, just whenever I'm with a smaller one, like my mind goes straight to, man, like this could be the next kid. Like this could be the next
Oh yeah, this
person.
could be the next Einstein. This could be the next, Elon Musk.
Exactly,
This could be the
exactly.
next big YouTuber, next big streamer, next big soccer player. Like, all these kids have so much potential. It's just like, yo,
Right.
I'm sitting here, doing homework half of the day, and these kids over here, there's a kid in Mexico that has a higher I that has a higher IQ than Albert Einstein. And it's like when you think about it, it's like, okay, is that facts? Is that fiction? Because a lot of the time, I'm not gonna say, that's a scam. I mean, that's is true, but it could be all the knowledge we have, And this goes back to online learning. Like, if they really take advantage of the tech, like, I was talking to my mom about it the other day. She was like, technology and cell phones are good if you use them for the right thing.
For sure.
Right? And it's like, you know, what if these parents are like making their kids learn about this, learn about that? Like, you know, I don't know if, like, for me, like, I don't know if it was just me, but I used to always watch like Animal Planet and like National Geographic, so I can speak English
What
on
about?
like TV like all the time when I was little.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, well, I mean, you know, like, what are these parents doing to these kids that, you know, are just so smart? Like, my little cousin, she's 11 and 12, and I don't know what she did, but she did something that I couldn't do. And I was like, where did you learn that? She goes, YouTube. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm watching
YouTube.
the wrong thing.
Oh man, that's insane.
Again, like you're saying, I feel like without a presence of a little one, I feel like we're really losing out on like being able to like experience the fact that, how should I say it? The fact that, you know, we were all like that at one point.
Definitely.
And we were all so innocent, and now I feel like we're not really innocent anymore. I'm not calling anybody out, but I really don't think like everyone is as innocent as they say.
That's true. That's true.
And that's just me though. That's just me though. Don't at me on a lot of this stuff.
I mean, you said you wanted to ask earlier, you know what I'm saying?
I wanted
So
to ask on the people from other countries because I'm always
okay,
interested in geography.
but yeah, it's crazy. just the resources they have now that, you
Oh, yeah,
know.
no, they have a lot more resources than we do, that's for sure.
And you know, that makes me think too, like, you know, I'm not, you know, we're not old, you know, but you know, I think I just
I don't think you do you feel old? I'm turning 18 this year, bro.
I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't know
I
about
feel like
you,
I'm like, dude, where did the time go? Like, I still remember me turning like 15. It's like, okay, well, where the hell did the time go?
Facts. It's time is a fun, like, time is just one of my favorite things to just
It's going
random
too fast, man.
facts. It's going too fast, but you know what, like, thing too is, man, we can't stop it, so we just gotta adapt to it and go with it. Unfortunately, you know, I
Yeah.
would love to just stop everything and just, you know, just stop in my tracks and just enjoy life, man. But
Yes.
things are, like, it's already, you know, like today, man, it's already 10, 11 at night, bruh. What the hell? Like,
How long have we been re bro, we've been recording for like almost an hour.
it's been 42 minutes. I don't know how long
Oh,
we're gonna
nice.
go
I'm
for,
gonna
but.
lie to those guys. I'm sorry. I have a lot to talk about a lot of the times.
Dude, I will say this though, the longer episodes do have more listenership. So, you know, that may be
Maybe the move.
facts. I think the last like five episodes have all been like 40 minutes, I think. So,
I mean, I know my first episode was dang near 50 minutes.
facts, man.
No, what were even? I don't even know. We were just like, it was off the bat. Like,
Facts,
it was like, oh, we're gonna talk about this, and we're like, oh, okay.
I mean, that's the thing with podcasts, right? Like, I just love podcasts, but I had to start one. Like, I just want to talk, you know?
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like not people don't know me as a talker. Right? I'm like a quiet person, but
Oh,
like,
he is. This is true. This is
you know
true,
what I'm saying?
people. People of the world, this is true.
Facts. I hate to admit it, but I am, you know? But you know, once I just get that foundation, I love just going off, you know? But anyway, what were we? Oh, the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think. What was I saying? Something about what I bring up age for. Oh, you know what? We're not that old, right? We're only, you know, in high school. But I feel like, you know, there's a part in us that, you know, we need to be with these kids, because, you know, like I said, they could be the next Einstein. They could be the next whatever. I feel like, you know, with them in our lives, like, we need to do the best job that we can to make sure that they, you know, just, I guess, don't go through the same routes that we went, I guess, you know, because now, but there's so much, man. Kids are great. Not always, I'm not gonna lie, not always. They aren't always great, but overall, they're great
Oh,
people.
yeah.
Yeah, but. But
I mean, kids are just like another world, man. Like, if you haven't had like a true, like, how should I say, like a true wholesome experience with a kid, like right now, I don't know what you're doing, man.
Yeah, go find a kid, man.
When it's like, okay, oh, and there's also one reason why I say that, right? And that's because one of my little cousins, she's like, what, like 3 or 4? Uh-huh. She's like the most wholesome baby I've ever met. Like, she met one of her cousins for the first time at my house, like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how, like, you know, little kids, oh, you know, they might be shy. They might, like, you know, go to their parents and everything. No, she ran up to them and gave them, like, a hug.
Wow.
She's, like, one of the most wholesome, right? And she knows so much, like, so much already. Like, I think the other day I did something and she goes, thumbs up. And she actually gave me, like, a full flood, like, thumbs up.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, like, what are they, like, do they have drugs in these, like, babies, like, formulas or something, dude? Because she's so smart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, man, it's just a whole nother thing, man. I don't know. I could talk on kids for hours, man. They just...
Oh, can I talk one more time? Just one more, please. This is probably the biggest one. There's one reason why I want to say this. My little cousin. I have very many cousins.
That's nice.
That's fantastic, right? Like, you know, big family stuff.
Facts.
But she was like 2 years old probably when this happened, and I was on the phone with her. And I said, how many, like, what's the highest number you can count to? She goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 100. At 2 years old.
Oh, I mean,
her mom is a doctor, so... You know, the smart genes right there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know? Yeah.
And that's like great. It's like, yo, like what?
Yeah.
Fantastic, right? Like, I'm so glad, you know, she's so smart.
Yeah.
And like, she will talk to you like she's a full fledged adult.
Wow.
You can have a full on conversation. I don't know, but kids are just too smart. End of conversation.
Facts. No, man. That's, they continue to amaze me, man. Because I feel like I saw their limits. I saw how high they can get. But they just keep on going past it. Like, it's crazy. I love kids, man.
God. Yes, we love kids, guys.
But then, you know, people are going to take that the wrong way. That's
not like, okay, come on. Like, not like that.
Oh, man. I was talking to, I forgot who I was talking to. But I saw a kid on the side. And so I saw,
oh, nice.
So I just said, yo, you know, I love that kid. You know, like, it, I don't know. I didn't think much of it. And they started going off on me saying, you know, all
you're
this.
You're like, well, come on, man.
They started saying all this.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans, sure. We'll put it that way. All this this Father Ralph stuff. I can't be having that. But
yes.
Anyways, man. Yeah. Before we get canceled verse, you know, people taking stuff out of context, we should probably move on a little bit here.
Yes.
Cool. So our last thing that I want to talk about, all right, was mistakes, okay, or errors in life. But yeah, we go through life, man. We make a lot of mistakes, you know, from the time we were kids to now.
There may be different mistakes, right? But you know, we all make mistakes. Like, I think back then, what was the one thing we tried to avoid? You know, oh, I don't want to be on the naughty list for Santa, so I'm not gonna do this. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I didn't brush my teeth this morning, right? That's like the type of mistakes you're thinking about when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh man, am I gonna be on the naughty list? No.
I mean, nowadays, you know, I may be on that naughty list, you know what I'm saying?
But, oh, nice.
Anyways. Like, you know,
that's something you want to say.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? We all about truth here, you know?
Yes, all about truth. 100%. I actually very agree with that.
Well, let's hold on, though. I don't think you want to say 100%, though. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah, I don't say everything. Like, that's truthful. I'm going to be honest with you guys right now. I don't, everything that I say isn't, you know, all truthful.
Yeah, see, so that ain't it, bro. What the hell? Like, what is that? You know, you can't be doing that here. You got to be telling
me. I can do everything. This is America.
I mean, we can test that theory out if you want later on. You know.
I don't think we want to do that. I have a chance of getting this damn podcast shut down.
SPS, you're probably right on that one.
That would suck.
It would, man. That's the last thing we need. So let's try not to do that.
I want
to
think about.
What's that?
Yes, I agree. Let's try not to. You hear that, people of the internet? Don't go in the comments section or whatever, leaving a review saying we talked about this and that, and they were very offensive.
Facts. I mean, you are, let's be real, you are a pretty offensive kind of person, you know?
How am I an offensive type of person?
Last episode. Last episode, you know, you was...
What did I say? Let me remember what I said. It was that long ago. I have horrible memory.
All I remember for that episode was you were saying something about being Jewish. And that's all I remember.
Oh, because I said people thought I was Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, Ralph. Thanks for trying to ruin my whole life with that one thing that said people thought I was Jewish in fifth grade.
No, come on. Hey, man. Hey, y'all got to remember, man. Always look for the context, okay? Because I could say a lot of things. I say a lot of things. I'll be real.
He does say a lot of things.
You know, some things they're very meaningful. But sometimes, you know, I just say stuff, you know? You know, I saw a Jehovah's Witness today.
Oh, nice.
But, I was in the car, and I said, "Hey, are y'all Jehovah's?" They said, they looked at me, and I went.
Continue.
No, that was it. I don't. I just.
Oh,
felt,
you
I
just left.
I just felt no, because they were on scooters.
Oh, so now they're on their Segway.
Yeah. So, but because I didn't know if they were or not, and I love having conversation. I haven't had a conversation with them in months, so I'm like, "Yo, are y'all Jehovah's?" And then. I didn't hear anything, so I,
you know. You're like, okay then.
I don't know why I decided to bring that up, but I just thought.
I mean, it's a good way, you know. I mean, I guess it's like, you know, we can talk about, what were we even talking about? We got so sidetracked. I don't even remember what we were talking about, dude.
I tried to get into mistakes, and I think I said something else.
Oh, yes, mistakes. But, Okay, so let's just talk about the biggest mistakes, like, you know. Should we make like a general like area for the biggest mistakes? Like, okay, let's like maybe high school or something.
Let's do it.
I mean, well, if we're talking about high school, I can name a lot. But at the same time, I really wouldn't. I'd rather not. Because we have to all move forward at one point. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's huge though. That's huge. I'm glad you're
like, right. Let's talk about, right. So I think what I was like, so I'm in a group chat with the rest of the senior class at our school. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things that they were talking about was like, you know, like, why are we all beefing? It's the last year. We may not even be able to see each other. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like probably one of the most unfortunate things that we're not going to be able to see each other. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, well, they're like, let's just drop all of the beef that we had. Right. And like you really think about it. It's like, well, what's the biggest thing about beef? It's like, you know, it all starts somewhere.
Yeah.
And it revolves around everyone in the high school. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, you know, it revolves around literally everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, it doesn't have to revolve around everyone. Right. Like it can be around one person. But no, it's like then they all of a sudden they like to get other people involved. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man. No, like you had to go do that for what? Like you involved this person for what, right? Like they didn't even do anything to you. You're just gonna do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's like one of the biggest mistakes that we can all learn from is, you know, if you're gonna start beef with someone, you do not involve another person that is literally, you know, they're living life calmly.
Yeah.
And you're over here, you know, bringing them into something that they don't want to be a part of.
Yeah. No, most definitely. I had a scenario freshman year that I was sort of in that position. Like, they were just bringing me into it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't need that, you know, those, you know, toxic.
Negative thoughts.
Yeah, like, I don't want that. I don't need that. You know, like, I'm, you know, I'm doing my thing. I'm doing great out here. Last thing I need is to be thrown into something that I don't need to get into, you know? Uh-huh. So then, you know, you got to make that executive decision, be like, you know what? I mean, if you aren't going to respect my boundaries and respect me as a person, as a friend, as a brother, then, you know, I'm just going, you know, give you the boot, you know? And I feel like that's a hard thing too, you know, making sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Making sure that you're surrounding yourself with that.
You're straight. Yes. I mean, and at the same time, it's like,
Hold
probably one of the biggest
on,
mistakes
hold on,
was, you know. Okay.
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. We cut off over there. Hold on. I think we lost
Oh, no way.
connection. Hold on, we lost connection. All right,
All right,
continue,
all
continue,
right.
continue.
This is probably one of the longer episodes.
Yeah, we love long episodes, man.
What was I gonna tell you? I was gonna tell you, probably one of the biggest mistakes that any person can make going into high school. To all my middle schoolers about to go into high school,
Thanks.
make sure when you first get there, you surround yourself with the right people. You don't want to be that person that surrounds yourself, with all these people, and then, oh, they're the cool kids at the school, right?
Cool
They're the
kids.
cool kids. I'm gonna go with them because I want to look cool.
Yeah.
I got, they may be some toxic people, like,
Thanks.
and that's bad. That's horrible for your health. Like, surround yourself with people you love and stuff. But like, of course, it's like probably one of the most basic things, but it's the probably like the most helpful.
Yeah.
Like, you don't surround yourself with people that you can trust, and all of a sudden you're getting backstabbed
Yeah.
by some losers.
Yeah. Very, very important. As you mentioned, like it's simple, or it's the a common thing to say, but it's like the most simple things are the have the biggest impact,
Yeah.
That's very, very important. With especially like health and all that. Because I've seen people who like they willingly choose to put themselves in the worst possible situation for themselves, and it's like it's tough just to see that. And when like when you try to help them out, it's like it's already too late. Like they're already
Yeah.
so what's the word? Incarcerated? Is that a word?
Incarcerated, I think.
Incar something like that. Yeah, they're
If you're talking
already.
about like being kind of like jailed and stuff, yeah, incarcerated is
Yeah,
the word.
they're already so like deep into that, like it's hard to get yourself out. So we gotta prevent that,
Yeah.
but it's hard to do. It's hard to do.
Absolutely. I mean, and then again, like you say, it just seems like it's so simple, but at the same time, it's like, do I really like, am I really able to do this?
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, I don't know. Because again, I think, okay, let's see. What's another? Well, let's talk about you, Ralph. Like, what? Let's hear it. I mean, no, actually, you already talked here. Let me go again, okay? Let me just say one more mistake, okay?
Okay.
And I'm gonna let you go. So I think probably one of the bigger mistakes was, I think at one point, yeah, at one point, I kind of lost a friendship. I did lose a friendship. I'm not gonna say kind of. I full-fledged lost it because I thought I was cool, right? I was like, I'm cool, bro. I'm cool. I did this, what are you gonna do about it, right? And at the end, because I did that, I lost a good, a really good friendship with a friend.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, I feel bad, right? Of course, like, how am I not gonna feel bad?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that's probably one of my biggest mistakes is, just don't, be yourself. It's probably the best thing you can do for yourself at one point, because at another point, it's just like, how should I put it? This gets me kind of sad every time, but whatever, for the
Oh,
podcast.
stop. We getting sad nowadays? Oh, man.
I mean, it is, I
But
mean, I'm not
yeah.
gonna be sad right now, but you know what I mean.
No, for sure. I feel that.
Just make sure that, when you have people that, you can trust and stuff, don't try to lose that with them.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure you keep that because that's probably one of the best things that's ever gonna happen to you,
Oh,
or
most.
whatever you wanna say, You
For
can say that
sure.
about relationships too.
Hey man, that's whew. That may have to be its own episode right there. But
Big
hold on, what happened? You cut off a little bit.
only facts,
Oh,
right?
facts,
No
facts.
fiction.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Only
sir.
facts.
We love facts,
No
man.
fiction, no fiction.
Sometimes I'm not
Without
gonna
facts, you'd
go
be
there.
nowhere in the world.
Ooh.
Hey.
But what? Yeah, I'm not. It's not worth going there. No, I like.
You're not gonna go into it.
No, I'm not gonna go into it. That's a whole
I
nother
mean,
thing.
no, yeah, you shouldn't really go into it if you don't feel confident. You know what I mean? Because a lot of time, or you're not comfortable with this, especially because a lot of the time, you know.
Hold on, what are you talking about? Hold on. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you're not gonna go into it. Like, are you
Go
gonna
into
say a
what?
mistake you made?
Oh, no. I was talking about something else. My fault. My fault.
Oh, nice.
I was talking about something about the fact that, and anyway, yeah, no. Yeah, no. You know what? I think for me, I feel like a lot of times in the past few years, I didn't do it. I mean, some people know I do it, but then some people just, they just don't see it. But I feel like a
Yeah.
lot of times I put myself like I get my, how do you say it? Shoot.
Your hopes up? Or
Nah.
you put yourself first.
I guess, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say it like that. Put myself first. Like, I let my confidence get too high. I get cocky, I'm sick because I people, even on the podcast, like, I do it a lot where I'm just like, I'm Ralph Tronchi, this and that, And people hate it. Okay. People told me, like, Ralph, you gotta just stop, And I think that just fits into just be yourself, Like, not trying to go out and just be someone you're not, because at the end of the day, man, that's all that's gonna do is get you in more trouble,
Exactly.
Like, yeah, it's good to have confidence in yourself. It's good to have these things, but I mean, when you take it and utilize it in a way that it shouldn't be utilized, that's when things get loose and friendships get
Friendships get ruined.
that's tough, man.
Everything gets pooped on.
That's tough, man. That's tough. Man, high school, just like I'm thinking back right now, man. High school has just been, it's been a roller coaster. It's been a roller coaster.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that.
Damn, now you got me in the sad vibes, bro. What the hell?
Relax. It wasn't even me.
No, it's you, bro.
How should I say this? Like, I don't know. A lot of the time, you're gonna be put into situations where you can't do much about something, you know what I mean?
Facts, yeah.
And then a lot of those times, you have to just deal with the consequences, and that may be, if it's for the greater good, you might have to lose a friendship or two.
Oh man, yeah.
Which is what we don't want to do, right? Like, we don't want to lose a friendship with a person like, we've had.
Facts.
But again, if it's for the greater good, you might just have to.
Yeah. What's sometimes what's wanted is not what's needed.
Exactly.
That's I mean that's tough to grapple with, because it's like, you have these people in your life or that you feel like, you got this connection going, this and that. But then when you get to the point where you realize, like, you know what, this might not be, like, sure, it's a connection, but is this the right connection I need? Is this the right, I don't
Yeah.
know. Damn, that's tough. That's deep though. I just I wish, high school was perfect, but it's not. There's so much that goes on and this and that. But it is what it is. It is what it is. But yeah. I think it's important though, everyone listening who is going to high school, just take the advice. Like, there's a hell of people around the world, the country, the wherever you're at, giving advice, man. And a lot of times we just let it slide by, man. Listen to the advice, 'cause it can help you out. If I would have listened to every single piece of advice I've gotten before high school, I would have been in a completely different position. But that's not how things work. So, anyways, yeah.
Oh, it's sad.
This man, I didn't want to go this deep into things. It's like, but damn, that's tough. Anyways, hey man,
Really be like that.
it really do be like that. But You know?
Yes.
It is what it is. Gotta keep the head high.
It is what it is.
Gotta, you know, the sun gonna come up.
You can also morning. Keep your head low. I suggest you keep your head low most of the time in high school, by the way.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Keep her what head low. What do you mean?
Keep her head low.
If you want, like, I'm not saying, oh, absolutely, keep your head low. Like, I mean, like, you know, try to stay, you know, don't try to be involved with a lot of the drama, a lot of the beef going on.
I mean.
What do you mean, I mean? There should be no I mean in this. Like, that one situation where you get involved with a piece of drama could literally ruin your entire, like, life.
It's true, but, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, we never know the future about these situations.
Damn. Where, oh, shoot, man.
How long have we been, dude, it's been more than an hour
now. It's been more than an hour. I think it's, what do you think? Is it time to cap the episode off?
I'm getting sleepy. I've been trying to sleep earlier.
Oh, well, this is great, man. We're making that happen, you know, with these long episodes.
Yes.
All right, yeah, let's cap this thing up. But you know what? Remember this, though. I'm going to write it down because I want to talk about this next week because okay. there's something I need to say about keeping the head high.
Oh my god, dude. No.
This is like it's going to be good. Like trust. Like anyways, we'll save that for next week.
We will save that for last time.
Cool.
Last time, you're I'm tripping, so tired,
man.
Dude.
Man, get your ass to bed.
Get off. Get off me.
Anyways, hey, another episode. Oh, you know, I didn't even put the damn sponsor in there, bro. Oh my god. All
right, gosh. So you can do it right now.
We'll do it right now. You know,
this
we'll,
video was sponsored by.
But I appreciate y'all for listening. This is I don't know. I may have to cut out some parts in this, but right now we're at 67 minutes, so that's
that's an hour and seven.
That's the longest I've had one of these, but yeah.
Those are the results you get with me as co-host.
That you know, it's a oh my god! I don't want to. We're just, that, if I
kept I'm on
if I kept on talking, this episode would have gone to 2 hours by now. But anyway,
yes, we need to stop like
cool
right now.
Yeah, hey, just wait for tomorrow next week though, man. I'm telling you.
I guess wait for next week.
It's about to be game. I'm about to. We're about to bring that point up. Let's keep.
He said, head. "I'm about to blow your mind." He said, "I'm about to end this whole man's career."
I am, man. I am. You know, I am Ralph Tronchi, so I do these type of things. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, hey, we overcame the peak. We'll see you at the next one.